Lesson 93, the weights and tiles. Message: the kingdom of God grows so powerfully that evil cannot stop it. Learning objectives: the children we learn, we should not be surprised at the human imperfections of others in the church, despite the evil that is revealed around us. Until the last judgment, we want to remain unwavering in the footsteps of Christ. Bible test: Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to 30, verse 36 to 43. Jesus sat by the sea and told those who were gathered many parables. Jesus explained, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. One evening, while everybody slept, his enemy came and sowed weeds in the same field and went away. When the weeds started to grow, so did the weeds. The field workers noticed the weeds and ran to tell their master. They said, 'Many weeds are growing in the field. You sowed wheat there. How is this possible?' The farmer replied, 'Someone must have done this to do me harm.' The workers then asked, 'Shall we pull out the weeds?' The farmer said, 'No. Otherwise, you might even pull out the weeds as well. Let them both grow. When harvest time comes, I will tell the reapers to gather both. The weeds we will burn and the weeds we will store in the barns.'" Suggestions for the teacher: lead in, show the picture to the children, discuss with them what they see, ask what she or he may feel. Before the lesson starts, let some of the children collect a rice plate and different tiles and show it to all. Lesson instruction: begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. What does Jesus teach in the parable? Possible answer: only good comes from God. The devil sows evil seed. God will judge between good and evil. Have the children repeat: we should not be surprised at the human imperfections of others in the church, despite the devil that is revealed around us. We want to remain in the footsteps of Christ. Real life application: explain the following. How can we distinguish good and evil? Possible answer: the Holy Spirit helps us to recognize both. What are tares today? Possible answer: jealousy, injustice, violence, war, imperfections in ministers or congregation members. Although there is evil in the world, nothing will stop the power of the kingdom of God. We want to care for the good and avoid the evil. Repeat the message. The kingdom of God grows so powerfully that evil cannot stop it.